number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Is everybody good and atoned?
Cut the jibber jabber.
Yep.
Know what it's time for.
I mean,
okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. And
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. Anyway,
yeah.
I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
You're a goddamn genius.
You thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Designed for your dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, maybe as you could tell by that, that warm-up tape, it's time for us to step aside. And let the doctor and the attorney come in.
They're standing by.
And before we get to Jew to Jew, let's go to Rob Spiewak, the only member of the show who actually is Jewish. And Rob, yes, what is the story today on Jew to Jew?
This is a fascinating feel-good that will renew your faith in humanity.
Okay.
A Texas couple went to the Arkansas Crater Diamond State Park and found a 6.35-carat diamond. They put it up, they picked it up, put it in their pocket, they went back to Texas. They've got it in a safe deposit box. They've got a 6-carat diamond, and they don't know what to do with it.
Oh, wow, that's a significant, I would say that's a serious find. I mean, what an incredible stroke of luck.
Are they getting any kind of interest on their
right
on their
now?
Find
it's just
right
in the
now?
It's just in the safe deposit box.
Oh my! Well, obviously they
I
haven't.
Think
well,
that's
we're going to find out whether they've
that's
you know
just wrong.
Solicited help from someone who's an expert in that particular. I'm just so filled with questions. We've got to speak with them.
It is the same size and color as a coffee bean.
It's a coffee bean.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
It's amazing. It's
hello.
This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law, and welcome to Jew to Jew.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling rather atoned. I'm feeling strong and powerful today.
I do feel the same way.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Donald. I feel as though the weight of the world has been lifted off of my shoulders, as I always do in early October.
It's a wonderful 4-day week for us. We had a nice day of atonement, had a nice party.
You always seem to boil it down to the 4-day week, and we always do enjoy, you know, having a shorter work week after being with friends
well,
and
let's
family.
Face it, you know, the Gentiles, they work 5 this week.
Yes, of course, and of course then they have
the
that.
The chosen people got 4 this week.
That following week they're going to have their strange holiday that they've observed called Columbus Day. I've never
that's,
really...
That's for the Italians. That's not even for all of the various religious groups. And let's
and
be honest...
Banks, some of the banks will be closed.
Isn't that really a Catholic holiday?
I'm not sure. I've never really examined it. Perhaps that's something we could have on the show
and,
sometime.
And even though the name of the show is Jew to Jew, hasn't the entire Catholic holiday of Easter been overtaken by a silly bunny with... little eggs that are made of chocolate.
Yes, it seems to me that...
Cadbury eggs.
Cadbury cream eggs, when they came into, in a fine company, very, very solvent. They've been taken over by that. And, you know, it's amazing how a lovely holiday can be turned into something commercial.
And I would like to take this moment to mention that if you're on holiday and perhaps you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, I wish those crow's feet were gone. By the next time we come back to Key West, by the next time we come back to Key Largo, by the next time we go to Boca Raton. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boca. The next time we go to Boca, I want these crow's feet to be gone. The name is Dr. Donald Goldstein. Hands touched by God. That's all I can say.
I couldn't agree more. We do this now at the front of the show, and may I say, God forbid, if you happen to be injured in an accident while you're on your vacation, please don't hesitate to call me, Michael Goodman, attorney at law, because if you have been injured, I can help. And, of course, every phone call, the very first phone call you make, there is no charge.
So, I hate hearing those two words.
No charge. I know.
Well, ow!
I understand. The work
ow.
You do, though.
You might as well
yes.
hit me right in the hand that I use to, and incidentally, for your breast augmentations, mm-hmm. I go through the nipple exclusively. Exquisite. No scarring. When you say something like that, you might as well take my sculpturing hand
yes.
and just pound it into the ground.
You're an artist, and you take pride in your work. And I also should remind anyone, if you have had an unfortunate happenstance that you know requires you to see me, what you should do is
Michael
come in.
Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Yes, have your free consult. And then, as usual, the policy that's always been in my office, pay as you exit. Thank you.
We accept some insurance plans.
Ah.
In my office. Three insurance plans.
Including, tell the truth, including the one that you own.
Who's my co-investor in that? Now, let's not get too insider. We're going to have the IRS calling us up.
I do better than that than I do some years with my practice.
Shh.
Sorry.
Can't you keep a secret, for goodness sakes?
I get so enthusiastic.
Now, on the line today for Jew to Jew, we have a couple of people who on one hand should be commended.
We only have one. Rob Stein is telling us we only have one.
Only Donald.
Only Donald, the husband?
Right. Yes.
That's
right.
Just as well. On one hand, it's an incredible act of kindness. On the other hand, what a waste. The guy's got a diamond that's worth... I get excited when I hear 6.35 carat diamond.
What is the value? What would be the value of it? I'm sure. Have they not had it appraised?
25 breast drops.
Oh, wow.
25 full augmentations.
I would say that we're talking probably... 50,
how many billable hours?
50 to 75.
Billable hours?
Yes, 50 to 75, not including the duplication and copying.
Let's bring them. Him. On the air with us. Hello, let's see, is this Donald Roden?
Yes, this is Donald Roden.
Donald Roden from Point, Texas. Welcome to Washington, D.C. and our national show, Jew to Jew. I am Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. And Donald, may we first say congratulations on your wonderful stroke of luck.
Well, I appreciate that. Once in a lifetime, fine, I guess.
Now, if I could be so bold, sir, to cut right to the crux of this, first I must ask, as I do all callers and all guests on Jew to Jew, are you in fact a good standing member of the Jewish faith?
I'm just outside, I guess.
Oh, just outside being Jewish?
Well,
just outside the Jewish faith a little.
Well, we accept that, I suppose, because it's an interesting story. How did you come to find your wonderful 6.35 carat diamond?
This was our third trip to Arkansas State Park, and
marvelous.
Yeah, we've been about 7 years. We've
what
been
exactly
there.
Is that accent I'm hearing?
It's in Murfreesboro, Arkansas.
I detect an accent with you that I occasionally find in a patient from the deep south.
I think he's got a southern accent. That would be a Donald. That would be a southern accent. Am I right?
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm
Hold on. I know.
Where is he from?
I know. No,
Here's
I know what he is.
Is. What?
He's, what do they call him? He's hold on. He's, orange. Orange and yellow makes red. He's a redneck. Are you
redneck.
Are you a redneck?
I am a redneck.
I know. I've never actually talked to a redneck before.
I have a little joke that I like to tell from this wonderful, brilliant comedian that that my wife and I went to see.
Robert Klein?
No, it was not Robert Klein, and it was not Jackie Mason.
Billy Crystal?
It was not Billy Crystal, but it was a wonderful
Who's
show.
Who's the guy that did Inside the Comedy Mind?
It was not Alan King. We did not see it. It was not Myron Cohen. We did not see it. It was not Freddie Rowan.
Jerry Seinfeld?
It was not Jerry Seinfeld. It was an unusual comedian. He didn't even look or act like a comedian. His name was Jeff Foxworthy. And he said, you know, you're a redneck if your family tree is a straight line. And I found that marvelous. I thought that was very amusing.
That is a marvelous ribticula.
Isn't that fabulous? And I just laughed and laughed. And I said, all right, well, bring on the headliner. Well, please. And he was. I was very surprised. We're season ticket holders, of course.
Well, then, Donald, if I could be so bold, if you and I hear a child in the background.
Do you have a little one there, Donald?
No, I don't. I'm
not afraid. I am guessing, as with many rednecks.
Are you running a daycare center?
No.
Is that a child that you have fathered out of wedlock?
Oh, no. Nothing. Background noise?
Yeah. Might I mention, if you have fathered a child out of wedlock, everyone is aware that that
Probably.
Can be a rather complicated legal scenario, and I'd
yes,
like to remind everyone that Michael Goodman, attorney at law, has a free consult if you have unfortunately impregnated someone that was unintentional. We can help with all the legal ramifications of the said unwanted sexual encounter.
And I would not be doing you a favor as your friend if I didn't tell you, the listener, that if you've been through that unfortunate situation and you want yourself to look good down there, After you've had a child, I am proud to announce that for the first time, the offices of Dr. Donald Goldstein are going downstairs. We used to be exclusively doing breast augmentations. We are now moving down south.
Is this the new plan that you're going to be unveiling, the put an extra stitch in for daddy?
That's right.
That's wonderful. I think it's so nice that you're bringing that into the open.
Also for men, we offer testicular lifts.
Oh, wonderful. That's so much. It's every day, isn't it? A new innovation in your line of work.
We're making Olivia do things that you never knew it could do before.
It's delightful.
You wanted to stand up and do tricks? You wanted to look like some piece of art?
You were the first person that invented the concept of floral design.
Perhaps Libya would be. Libya is a country.
Yes.
Libya is a body part.
Thank you for clarifying that. But that's not my area of expertise. Of course, unless it's been injured in an auto situation or perhaps a fall in the bathroom.
So on this afternoon's edition of Jew to Jew, we're talking with a man who's not a Jew but seems like a wonderful fella.
His name is Donald Rodin.
He's a redneck. I believe also I've been told now many people refer to you as white trash.
Well, I don't know so much about that.
But you have a diamond, and you're going to be able to leave that that life behind. And have you had it appraised?
Not yet.
Why not? Now, this is the reason we're calling you. Why not? Why would you have something worth, I'm guessing, at least, keeping in mind that you're a white trash redneck, I bet it's worth a pile full of shiny quarters. I bet that diamond is worth all the money you would find in a large chocolate pie.
Have you notified Mr. Drysdale?
Not yet. No. We've had a lot of people speculate on the price, anywhere from 50 to 150,000, depending on the cut and the clarity.
Oh, my.
Of
I think if that is cut and sized and analyzed, you can make that into a much larger sum of money. That would just be my, not having seen the stone, not having analyzed the gem, I would say that probably is a little, they're aiming a little low.
Here's a question for you, though.
Yeah, sure.
If you were to get $100,000 for this diamond that you found, how many Chrysler PT Cruisers would you buy?
None.
Then let me ask Donald, what would you do with the money if you had $100,000?
What would I do with the money?
What would you do, yes?
Take a long vacation first.
Oh, take a long vacation.
So nice. That's nice, somewhere in Florida.
We were just discussing what it's like and how nice it is to be on holiday.
Would you be in Florida?
Oh, yeah, at least a month.
When do you think you're going to make a decision about selling this diamond?
Well, the decision has been made to sell. We're just not sure which direction to go. Try to sell it in the rough or have it cut.
Donald, we have some wonderful news for you. Part of this call was an information fact-finding mission from my colleague and I, and we are prepared. I have written it down. I'm going to check with my partner in crime here, so to speak, just whether he approves of
this offer. I resemble that remark, and let me say, I'm not the one that stands up there with rap singers and gangsters in court defending them.
They are human beings just like you, and they deserve to be represented. Now, that is the offer that I was thinking we could put forward for the stone. What do you think? Am I highballing it?
I would go with you on that. Was that 50-50?
50-50, right down the middle.
You make him the offer.
All right, we're prepared to offer you for your gem. This is now you say, Donald, this is a 6.35 carat diamond?
Yes.
We are prepared to offer you $25 for the stone.
Offer what?
$25, and we would pay also for the shipping and handling.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're darn right. We're not paying for shipping and handling.
All right, then I would say it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $23. Shipping and handling would be...
we'll want it certified mail.
Yeah. Oh, certified mail.
$22.
$22 final offer.
That wouldn't even cover shipping and handling, would it?
Oh, of course it was. I'm sure he had a 6.35 carats.
That wouldn't cover insurance.
Is your answer yes or no?
No, it has to be no.
The answer is no.
Are we prepared to go any higher?
I'll send you a picture.
send me a picture.
Oh, you'd like to send... Would you send us a picture of the stone?
That'll be the first picture I've ever received from a redneck. You're the first redneck I've ever spoken to in my life.
You've got the big diamond. Wait, you have it in a safe deposit box?
Yes, it is in a safe deposit box.
My goodness, please have it appraised.
Now, let me speak to you.
We're going to... we've been a little busy the last couple of weeks, so...
Yeah. I find your accent to be totally intoxicating.
Donald, I hope you'll excuse me for a moment, but I must ask Mr. Roden
a question.
Michael. Donald?
Yes?
Do you have representation?
No, not yet.
All right, we're going to need to put him on hold. At the conclusion of the interview, I need to speak with him.
If we could ask you one final question. Not about the diamond, which obviously you're not going to be selling. And maybe you can take it from me, a noted plastic surgeon, and my friend, a noted attorney at law.
Who represents people that find diamonds.
You should really get some money out of that thing immediately. Put it in a bank vault. Get it appraised.
Or you could actually, I know in that part of the country, you could probably work an entire amusement park around the theme of the diamond. Diamond amusement park. Yes, they say. What do you currently do for a living there, Donald?
I'm disabled.
You're disabled?
Yes. We must talk.
I see a very interesting conversation in your future.
Tell me something. Yes.
That's one hell of a coffee bean, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's larger than that. Oh. It's about the size of a peanut M&M's.
A peanut M&M. God, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that on the finger of a lovely young bride?
Oh, yeah.
From Park Avenue.
The only thing that would make that look more beautiful on that woman's finger would be to have two beautiful breasts.
I couldn't agree more.
Augmented by yours truly.
And I'm sure that if we...
I mentioned we exclusively go through the nipple.
And you are one of the pioneers in that procedure, and I'm giving you a little plug.
They're calling me Dr. Nipple. On Jewish Doctor Monthly, I'm on the cover this month. Hey, Ma, look at me. It's Dr. Nipple.
And where do you weigh in on that, Donald? Do you believe in through the nipple, under the crease, or through the armpit? Where do you weigh in?
On a chain right in the center, I guess.
On a chain in the center. He has no idea what
he's
talking about.
He's a barbarian. He's a barbarian.
He's a redneck.
Very difficult, very frustrating.
Can I ask you before we end this fascinating conversation, Who your favorite Jewish performer or athlete is?
We always do that when we have someone from the South.
Oh, really?
Yes. Who would be the most your most favorite Jewish?
As far as I know, I don't know one.
How about one from TV or the movies or the world of sports?
No, as far as I know, I don't know a Jew.
You don't know a Jew?
No, as far as I know, I don't.
That's unfortunate.
Let me ask you something.
How about the baseball player Hank Greenberg? Have you ever heard of him?
No, sure didn't.
Have you ever watched the Jerry Seinfeld show?
Very, very little. I've seen it a little, not much.
Did you know that he's a Jewish man?
Oh, sure didn't.
Can we put you down for Jerry Seinfeld, then?
No.
To watch Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes, can we put you down as him being your favorite performer of the Jewish faith?
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. There you go.
The answer today is Jerry Seinfeld again.
Again,
like so many times
before. Every time it's Jerry.
I know.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
And good luck with that find of yours, that wonderful diamond.
Shalom.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Shalom, Donald.
Robert Stein, our producer, needs to speak with you.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
He's doing it. Shalom.
Thank you.
Now the follow-up.
Donald, thank you so much. How do you think it went?
He knows no Jews.
No, you were on air the whole time, and I thought you were wonderful. Well, we'd like to call you sometime around the high holidays, if that's okay. Okay, that'll be great. Good luck with your gem. And our best to the wife.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
That don't know any Jews.
Wow.
Okay.
There he goes. Good luck with that. No need to have that appraised.
He's got a diamond worth at least, $1 million? At least $1 million? Six carats?
That's as big as a peanut M&M.
We best put that in a safety deposit box.
Go to town.
When we come back, let me see. Oh, it's cash and prizes. It's like a radio station contest.
Yeah.
Cash and prizes. We'll do this over two breaks, the medical information line game.
Oh, very good.
We'll do one break to warm up, mm-hmm. and then one break where we play with you, our listeners.
Cool.
Maybe you remember this. We've done this for years. We used to have a thing where I could call an automated answering machine,
mm-hmm.
and I would give out numbers, like, say, 6524 or 6523. One would be, like, pyorrhea,
right.
and one would be, like, hangnail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one would be very much more fun than the other. When you would call a medical information line, it began with America being so screwed up with HMOs and all the insurance crap. One year, our insurance company gave us a book. And really, they said, instead of going to the doctor...
Why get a consult from a real physician when you can call an 800 number and actually get an explanation of what you may have?
And once we found that thing, that's gold, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
That's gold. The problem is now that phone system has become antiquated and is out of business.
Costs too much money.
Because it's all online now. Mm-hmm. So now we're working with WebMD, and Buzz has WebMD up on his computer in the other room.
Right.
Neither Mike nor I can see the categories.
They're still
Buzz
numbered, right,
at.
Buzz?
No, it's different. We're doing A and B this time.
Oh,
so
okay.
So there'll be no numerical clues whatsoever.
So we will either choose A or B.
Very good.
Would you like it better with numbers?
No, I just don't know. I'm looking forward to a new experimental version of the game.
When Mike and I played before, generally you could, if you knew it was a 300 number or a 400 number, you kind of knew where you were in the chart.
It was a good way to cheat.
This is completely blind. You have no way of knowing.
So it's going to be like, almost like a new version of Deal or No Deal.
Deal or no deal. We don't have time today because we went way long in that first break. Tomorrow, please remind me to tell everybody what a moron Mike is.
Thank you.
Not only does he watch Deal or No Deal. And
occasionally
like
I do look at
it. He bought the video. He bought the Xbox game.
Yeah. Not the Xbox game. I bought the game that you can actually put in your DVD player and how he talks to you through the TV.
He's mentally retarded.
Thank you.
You are.
Deal or no deal. You don't get money. It's just for fun.
You're an idiot.
I love me the Howie.
You're an idiot. So on your TV, they come out with little briefcases.
All those pretty models. I'm keeping my diamond in the safe deposit box.
How big is it?
If, I don't know. It's big as a peanut.
M&M peanut.
A big old M&M peanut.
Peanut
deal
M&M.
Or no deal.
All right. We'll come back. We'll start the new and improved medical information game.
It's a game of skill.
Me. Against Mike.
All right.
And then me and Mike together against our listeners.
Yay.
Won't that be fun?
I love it.
And you know the element of danger in this? Yeah. You just heard him laugh. It's Buzz at the controls of the computer.
Buzzito!
We'll be right back, everybody.
The greatest generation.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.